Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dirt and Spray continues.
I think I'm becoming lactose intolerant. Is that possible?
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Spray.
Dude, I could choke down six of those easily.
Dirt and Spray.
Eggs, breakfast, and go whoop ass.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Oh, good morning. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Dirt and Spray here. Hour number two on 105.1 The Fan, the Fan Sports Network. Good morning. Hope your commute's going all right. Everybody's doing all right out there. Good feedback from people of be active. You know what I mean? We're pro-be active.
Pro-be active on this show.
And you know what? Even if you hate Dirt's opinion on being in a competitive sport at a certain age, yeah, who cares, man?
Yeah.
Live your best life. Yeah, We're in a black hole. None of this matters. Just do what you want to do.
You do you, boo.
Yeah. Do what makes you happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Dirt is.
Just don't tear your Achilles. Don't do that.
Well,
I'll never forget the scene of us playing beer league softball and the guy we were playing against, who happened to be a P1 of the show, tearing his Achilles running from first and second base.
That was terrible.
And having, there's no ambulance.
Hey, Steve, can you drive me to the hospital?
Now you're down two guys on your beer league softball team. It was early in the game, too.
We have a lot to get to here in the second hour of the program, the college football playoff ranking. But first, as we always do on a Wednesday, kick it off the second hour, the Dirty Poll.
Yeah, look, Jake does a great job for us graphics-wise. He's awesome. Puts a smile on my face every day. Big fan of Jake. He did not get me the bracket graph. I asked for a bracket graphic this week, and we did not get the bracket graphic.
Oh.
So we just have top 12 graphic again. I'll still tweet it out, but it won't make as much sense.
Okay.
So here we go. We're going to go matchup-wise. 5 versus 12, 6 versus 11, you get the point. Top 4 buys, right? Of how the playoff would look if it started today, according to the one and only.
So you're starting with what one? The 5 and 12?
I'll give you my first 4 buys because those are pretty obvious. They're the same for everybody. Ohio State, Indiana, A&M, Georgia slides in at number 4. So there's your top 4. Alabama's out out of the top 4 after losing last week at home to Oklahoma. Top 4 is what it is. Okay. We'll see how it shakes out at the end of the year. Starting with 5 versus 12. I understand that I might be alone here, and I get that there were comments made last night by the committee about certain wins and what they're getting credit for and what they shouldn't be getting credit for. I have Oregon at number 5. I've been down at Oregon, on Oregon at times this year in the Dirty Poll. There's moments where they haven't played great, haven't looked great, haven't, you know, been a top 5 team, it appeared. And last week, I was really impressed by what they did. I understand that it was Minnesota, but Minnesota came in as a 6-3 team. We give teams in the SEC credit for winning on the road at Mississippi State. I'm going to give Oregon credit for handling Minnesota the way that they did in the game being over, essentially, at the end of the first quarter. They don't have the quality wins that maybe an Ole Miss or a Texas Tech does. I do think the Big 12 is not a very difficult conference. And I also would add, Like, Ole Miss struggling with Florida has to matter. Ole Miss barely beating Washington State at home has to matter. Florida's not a good football team this year. And that game was in doubt late into the fourth quarter at home, and weather was not a factor. And if Washington State doesn't kind of pee down their leg late in that game, they lose that game to the Cougs. And so that's a part of their resume. They have more high-quality wins than Oregon does in terms of ranked opponents. But also, if you look at the whole picture, I would take Oregon over Ole Miss right now. I got Oregon at 5. The number 12 team in the playoff would be the Group of 6 team. Right now, I'm having a hard time seeing it not being James Madison, unless the Cougs throw a wrench in all of this. Because the American Conference continues just to eat each other alive right now. You do have Tulane is back in the top 25. It's like every time a new team jumps in the top 25, another one falls out.
Tulane is the group of six right now for
the committee. They are currently the group of six for the committee. I don't think Tulane's going to go unscathed. You see what John Summerall said yesterday? He said, if we're ranked in the top 25, there must be some really bad teams out there because we're not better than 25 teams. Like, he took a dump all over his team. And maybe that's just a, you know, let's be negative and get the best out of your team. Right now, I'm leaving James Madison. I think they got a spotlight game this weekend in Washington State in town. They went out. I think they're going to end up being the highest-ranked group of six. I got James Madison at 12. Number six, I do have Ole Miss. Their season is essentially done. They're just wondering, is their head coach going to stick around or not? They got Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl after a bye this week. They did beat Florida last week. Again, Florida not very good. Number 11 in the dirty pool for me is Notre Dame. Notre Dame hanging around at the back end of the top 12.
Hello. That'd be a fun game, Notre Dame at Ole Miss.
Notre Dame. That would be a very fun game.
Unless Kiffin's gone.
Yes. This is where the dirty pool maybe in the future needs to do a better job of cooking up matchups. I am not thinking of my television providers.
Well, they are.
Who are going to broadcast my first round games.
The Oregon College Football Playoff bracket yesterday thought of the television viewer. That's a great game.
Oh, Kalen DeBoer coming to town would be glorious.
Bama and Eugene.
So I regret to inform you that the 7 versus 10 and 8 versus 9 matchups are games that we've already seen, and they wouldn't be great in the first round. I know. Hey, look, maybe if you slip me a couple of 20s underneath the table, ESPN, I'll cook up my books for you and give you better tasty matchups. Number 7, I have Texas Tech. They're going to win the Big 12. I'd be shocked at this point if they didn't.
Same.
Best at the line of scrimmage, they're going to win out, and Texas Tech will be. We'll see if they end up having an outside chance at a top 4 seed, depending on what happens. Does A&M lose? Does Georgia drop a game to Georgia Tech? Does Bama? Like, I'm just curious there. I got Texas Tech at 7, BYU at number 10 as a one-loss team, and then your 8 versus 9 is the game that we literally just saw this weekend in Tuscaloosa. Oklahoma at number 8, Alabama at number 9. So Georgia Tech is currently in my top 12. This is where it gets wonky doing it this way. I still have Georgia Tech clinging to life as the number 12 team in the dirty poll. So you'd have to go conference champions. I know a lot of that doesn't make sense, but that's how it would look right now if the playoff began today.
Ole Miss Notre Dame would be the most exciting game for me.
Without a doubt.
Oklahoma Alabama rematch. Like, I just say the take that's not popular. I think Alabama wins the rematch, and I mean all respect to Oklahoma. Their defense last year stymied that offense, they did it again, but they kind of didn't. They just had turnover luck.
It was turnover luck.
The turnovers dictated that game. Without those turnovers,
Alabama was the better team. It's okay to say that. They lost the game.
7 points off the board for Alabama with a pick 6.
Right.
Like, it wasn't like Oklahoma did much.
There's a stat on this. Hold on. Let me pull this up. I saw this over the weekend. To just like put into context how shocking of a win that was for Oklahoma.
When I went and watched DeBoer's post game, and I think he had the look and the sound of a guy that was stunned they lost that game.
I mean, how would you not be? They outgained him by over 200 yards in that game.
You just didn't lose that
game. Oklahoma's 212 yards.
Yeah.
That's how many total yards they had. 212 is the fourth fewest yards by an FBS team to win against a top 5 team since 2000.
Yeah.
So just, I mean, that just doesn't happen. If you win that game, you go off and you have a crazy performance. They didn't do squat offensively essentially the entire game. Alabama handed them points off of turnovers, and that's the reason they lost the game. Now, you rank them like that just happened. They beat them in their own building. That's the way the game played out. That's the way the cookie crumbles. I'm going to rank Oklahoma right now ahead of Alabama, but if they played again, I would take Alabama to win the game again, just like I did last week, even if the game was in Norman.
Yeah. You know, the tough thing for me here is I want to be honest. They've had a great year. Can we get BYU out of there?
I tend to agree with you.
I hate saying it. I feel mean, disrespectful. They've only had the one loss, but
yeah, their only loss is it was a blowout. It was a blowout to Texas Tech.
And look, the committee is allowing Georgia Tech room here to basically jump Miami.
Yeah.
Who you don't have in your top
Well, Miami would have been my third. I had him in my top 12 last week.
You don't have
week.
Any ACC team.
Georgia Tech is the ACC team, but I threw the group of six in there. That's where it gets wonky doing it this way. Miami, to me, was the 12th team last week, but I bumped him out for Oklahoma. So they would be my 13th ranked team right now.
Well, okay, so the committee, I think, last night, they basically told us it'd be Miami, right?
Miami is still the team seed. Is the highest ranked ACC ACC team right now.
What's funny about that is like they're fourth or fifth in their conference because of the two losses, whereas yes. Virginia and Georgia Tech went out, or at least win in the conference.
Yeah.
They're in the ACC title game.
And look, we at the Dirty Poll are okay understanding the nuance of head-to-head doesn't have to be the only determining factor when it comes to ranking teams, that there's a bigger sample size, especially when the game is in week one.
Sure.
But the way that the committee is answering questions about the Miami-Notre Dame conundrum,
it's very awkward.
It is pissing a lot of people off.
Well, that's the thing is last night is I haven't had a lot of outrage by most of the rankings. I still don't really think I do because season still has a few weeks. But
yeah,
I noticed last night an uptick in losses, pointed to losses, or, hey, guess what? I don't know if you know this, but Oregon winning at Penn State, suddenly that's like a good win.
Is that a good win again?
Well, you know why.
Why is that a good win now?
Because Indiana
came down to the wire. Now we get credit for that win?
Yeah, now you get the credit for the Penn State win.
Now it counts, baby.
Feels like it didn't count 2 weeks ago, but yes. Indiana had to win with 36 seconds left, and now that game actually is impressive because you were able to do it.
They killed Michigan State. Does that count for anything? Penn State won a game. Do we count that?
No.
Now, okay, no.
Doesn't matter.
No, still doesn't matter.
Winless Michigan State in conference? No, that doesn't matter
at all. They had a comment yesterday Juracek did about Oregon getting credit for that win, and then a lot of people got pissed off about that. I'm like, what are we doing here? And started yelling online, to which the follow-up would be, where are we giving them credit? The only one-loss team that they're ranked ahead of is BYU and Georgia Tech.
No,
and
I know.
Are you saying that you think Oregon should be ranked behind BYU and Georgia Tech?
No, I'm not. No.
So they're not ranked ahead of, according to the committee, they're not ahead of Texas Tech, they're not ahead of Georgia, and they're not ahead of Ole Miss. So people were freaking out about that comment yesterday as if Oregon is the highest ranked one loss team, and the reason they are there is because they beat Penn State. Like, what are we doing?
I don't even want to spend much of our next segment into it, or rather just talk about the rankings that came out.
Sure.
But you and I think, enjoy talking about the back end of these rankings, even though they're not teams that'll be in the playoffs.
Oh, I love it, dude.
Can you help me understand the Illinois thing?
You know who else is 7-3 and has a head-to-head blowout win over Illinois?
Tell me.
I mean, don't lose to Wisconsin, so that's kind of on them, but Washington has the same record, and they blew out Illinois.
Isn't that weird? After dropping, 49 on Purdue?
What's Missouri's best win on the year?
Great question, Bob.
Because they're a three-loss team.
Tennessee vaulted three spots at 7-3 this week.
They did. I mean, how do you not move Tennessee up? You got to slide them up the scale, dude. They beat New Mexico State 42-9 last week.
I don't get
how
it.
Do you not slide them up? You know, this is what they do in the SEC, and this is the part that just makes me chuckle. Like, Iowa at 6-4 doesn't deserve to be ranked a 6-4 team. Like, that's fine.
Yeah, I always played their way out of it.
Like, that's fine.
They're
but
a good team, but yeah, I get it.
Why is 1-7-3 in the SEC different than a 7-3 in the Big Ten?
I thought this was a funny valid point that he's made before, and I just want to reiterate our friend Josh Pate. Millions watch college football. Thousands are qualified to rank teams using proper blend of data and logic. We're trotting out athletic directors wrapped up in full-time coaching searches to explain it all on live television.
This is the dumbest way possible to decide who gets to play for a national championship.
And I would argue it's maybe the best way to do it, given how stupid that sport is.
It's very stupid.
Let's just keep being stupid.
Automatic qualifiers is right there in front of them.
Ah, well.
Then we all know what we're playing for. We all know what's on the line every week. It doesn't come down to somebody with a comment about how head-to-head, they didn't even contemplate the head-to-head between Miami and Notre Dame. What? They have the same record.
A game that was on the field that
they
we
played
got to watch.
Not a hypothetical SEC team blows out non-SEC team. We do those a million times. That game happened, and they didn't even contemplate it.
We have a lot more to get into in the second hour, but we're back with the actual college football playoff rankings. I'm sorry to the Dirty Poll, but the rankings of note are the rankings that get the teams in the playoff.
That they are.
And something that caught my eye that I'm kind of antsy for. So we'll get to that coming up next. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1, The Fan.
Hey, Dirt and Sprague here, sticking around for our good friends at Trajan Wealth. The time is now to start contemplating your retirement. The holiday season is right around the corner, but it's not too late to check this year's financial resolution off of your list. Give Trajan Wealth a call today to start achieving your financial goals. Great news, they got offices located in Lake Oswego, and a new one just opened up in Vancouver, so you got multiple options. Give them a call, 503-210-5800, or go check them out online. Trajan Wealth, that's T-R-A-J-A-N Wealth.com.
Yeah, the wife and I had our meeting a while back, and we have since become clients of Trajan Wealth. It's been great. It's been easy. We got in the car after our first consultation, which is free, by the way. And the wife just says, man, that was way less stressful than I thought it would be. They walk you through every aspect of retirement. It's clear. It's honest advice from fiduciaries who put your goals first. And it makes you feel more confident when you leave those meetings. The phone number, if you want that free consultation, is 503-210-5800. Or you can find them online at TrajanWealth.com.
Check out one of the locations, Lake Oswego or Vancouver, TrajanWealth.com. Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, SEC Registered Investment Advisor, client paid advertisement, additional disclosures at TrajanWealth.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What if I told you there was an NFL team that's currently tied in their conference that might be internally panicking about their quarterback?
Who could it be?
So many guesses.
Who could it be? Could be anybody. A lot of teams.
Let me just add to this.
Based on the conversation I've seen this week, I think the Chargers are going to cut Justin Herbert. They're done with him.
Well, I wanted to let you know.
He only had 81 passing yards, and they will cut him, and he might not ever get another snap in the NFL.
It's not the Rams.
Oh, it's not the Rams.
So who else could it be? I don't know. We'll get to that today. We buy what Lane Kiffin was selling on McAfee. That was interesting.
I genuinely don't think he knows what he's going to do, which makes it very weird that you're doing all these interviews, because I would... I don't know. That's just kind of laying in his MO.
Yeah.
But I listening to Pate last night talk about how normal this stuff is for families to take flights and go visit, you know, cities and take a look at houses and just kind of check out areas and doing it and doing your due diligence. It happens all the time. And there's some active coaches who have done it that we don't even know about because it's not getting the level of press and coverage and people camping out at airports like they're doing for Lane. Mm. I don't think he's made up his mind yet. I also think if you're smart and you're Lane Kiffin, it behooves you to wait, because what other jobs are coming open? What if I told Lane Kiffin the Alabama job's open in a month? You think he'd rather have that than LSU or Florida?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have to make that decision on his own. I just find it interesting he's doing interviews and then continuing to be vague on the topic.
I would just shut up for a while if I were him. I would kind of. They have a bye this week. You don't have to do a lot of media availability. Just go away for a week and figure out what you want to do.
We have Yogi Roth at 8:15. He'll be the daily ticker today, and then Lucy will hop on at 9. We got Stat or Story to get into. Do you have on your show notes, LeBron makes year 23 debut?
I actually did have that on my show notes.
Oh, okay.
I did.
I have a LeBron takeaway from yesterday. I know they played the Jazz. It's not even necessarily basketball related, and I'll tell you what that is when you get to that.
Okay.
College football playoff rankings were released yesterday. In the order, Ohio State, Indiana, A&M, Georgia, Texas Tech, Ole Miss, Oregon at number 7, Oklahoma 8, Notre Dame 9, Bama 10, Miami was the highest ranked ACC team, so they're 11, and the group of 6 representative is top 25, Tulane.
Tulane.
So you got some teams on the outside looking in, but there are your 12 after week 12 college football playoff ranked teams. Here is, what's this guy's name? Juracek?
Hunter Juracek.
Hunter Juracek. He's taken over for the guy we played last week who stepped away because he's an a-hole.
Personal reasons.
Right. Juracek on the Miami-Notre Dame thing, which Miami's at 11. Notre Dame's sitting there at 9. They have the head-to-head. The record's the same. Here is Juracek on that discussion.
I think when you look, Reese, at Notre Dame and Miami, we really compare the losses of those two teams. Miami has lost to 2 unranked teams. Notre Dame has lost to 2 teams that are ranked in our top 13. And so we really haven't compared those two teams. They haven't been in similar comparative pools to date. But Miami is creeping up into that range where they will be compared to Notre Dame if something happens above them.
Just want to ask a quick question.
God.
What conference does Notre Dame piggyback into?
That would be the ACC.
Okay, what conference is Miami playing?
That would be the ACC, Bob.
Have they played each other?
No, Notre Dame and Miami definitely didn't play each other this year. That definitely didn't happen. We didn't all watch the game and one-handed catches and interceptions by Reuben Bain. That game totally didn't. Yes, they did in week one.
I think my favorite thing is not becoming mad anymore, guy. It's more going online to see the anger. I'm finding people that are getting upset.
Do you realize how dumb you sound?
I think
we
he
have
does.
Not compared them.
Yeah, I think he does.
Until 2 weeks ago, Miami had a better record than Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, he's speaking literally about their process that they go through, which most people don't understand.
Do you understand it?
Okay.
Vaguely.
Parcel you through do. It for me. They haven't compared the two of them?
They go through and everybody puts in their
Magic
their own
hat.
Individual
right.
Rankings.
Yes.
And so then they start to group them in, it's either groups of 3 or 4 down. And so then they talk about those teams.
Why is Miami not within 3 spots of Notre Dame?
Well, you work your way down.
Why would they not be close together, clumped together in the rankings?
He's saying. In the specific groups of teams, as they work their way down,
right.
Those two have not yet
That's
been.
The problem. That's the issue. Why have they not been? They played. They won. Like, I'm okay not having it be the only determining factor of rankings. That's fine. You want to tell me there's Miami has bad losses. They lost SMU. We'll see. Louisville lost a game this weekend. That's okay. I'm not upset about that.
No, I understand
but
that.
But the idea that they're not clumped together in the same grouping for your rankings is what the problem is.
How many clumpings?
They played, they won the head-to-head game, and they have the same
record.
That's
what I'm saying. When they come through, however they work their way down,
then it's a broken system.
When the three, well,
it's kind of always been that, isn't it?
It has. It just none of it.
Is this good for the sport?
No,
no. It's good for controversy and drama.
Well, but I think you can make an argument that's why it is good for the sport.
Yeah, it's such a comical circus way to rank. Sure. It's just such a dumb way to do it.
I don't disagree with it. We probably all see eye to eye on this if we're just being honest with the process. But I mean, this is a lot more entertaining, interesting, fascinating, confusing than saying the computers roll it out. Here it is.
Or just saying, hey, the top four teams from this conference go to the college football playoffs. So just finish in the top four of your conference and there's no ranking necessary.
Well,
because then you know it's settled on the field.
That would make things too easy.
And everybody's in the conference and you're playing a conference
schedule. It's 130
schedule,
teams
here, Andrew. You know exactly what the blueprint is in front of you at the start of the year. Right. If we finish X, Y, and Z, we go play for a college football playoff.
There was a report the Big Ten did a presentation in Charlotte where they presented a 24-team playoff.
Yeah, even I, as a pro expansionist, look at that and just...
You still pro expansionist from where we're at?
I'm fine if they stay at 12.
I'm an original expansionist, and I don't want to go further.
I'm not upset about 14. I'm not losing sleep over it. 12 is fine. You don't need more than 12. I'm okay with it. 24 would be laughable.
24. I don't know how the count. I mean,
Illinois is a playoff team now. Mm-hmm. I don't need Illinois in the playoff.
Mm. What if they could upset somebody? Vandy, Illinois. That do anything for your playoff pants? By the way, don't you comment on how ridiculous it is. You play-by-play a sport that says everybody's invited, so none of the games matter.
Everybody gets to go.
Everybody gets to go, so none of these... This is why I don't watch college basketball. None of it matters.
No.
They can lose all these stupid tournament games and then go to their tournament and do well, and then as long as they got like 20 wins, they're good.
If you're top 16 in the SEC, you're going to the NCAA tournament.
That's my problem with it again.
Top 15 in the Big Ten, you're in. Come on down.
One caveat, you must finish 500 or better in your conference.
I'll wait till they get to 96. Yeah, that will not be a requirement anymore.
Look, there's not a lot to yell about from last night other than that dumb comment. And I understand Swag breaking down the process for it.
I think his problem was he was speaking literally about how the specific process of ranking them any given week is laid out.
And this is why I brought up the first rankings that came out. Notre Dame was 8 spots ahead of Miami. And they had the same record and Miami won the game. There's just no world that should be the difference in ranking between the two teams. The only things that I took away from last night, one, like this weekend, we've had this debate about what could Oregon finish at and still get into the playoff. This weekend is a must-win game for them. They're at 7.
Let's get to that. Okay. I want to get to that. McElroy talked about that a little bit. And I do want to ask you, like, I don't want to overreact week to week to the matchup that's happening in this week's version.
Sure.
But I will tell you wholeheartedly, I am rooting for this to be the version.
That bracket?
Well, the bracket in general, whatever. I'm more talking locally.
Oh, okay.
That is I need this like I need air.
Kalen DeBoer coming to Autzen Stadium?
Sure, DeBoer makes it a wrinkle, right? Because he beat Dan 3 mm-hmm. times. It's Bama coming to Eugene, Oregon.
Yeah, oh, that'd
for
be incredible.
A playoff game.
In December.
I don't even care how you feel about
the
Bama
week before
versus
Christmas.
Them. I get it. Yeah, dude. Like that, I need that. I want to talk about that. So we'll get to that coming up next. How you feel about Oregon being 7 in the playoff ranking. And is that the best possible, most exciting playoff matchup in round one if you're a Duck fan? 503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. We're back with that conversation. Well, unlike the playoff committee, you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream the live local game all season long, starting at just $30 for the first year. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. Yogi Roth will join us at 8:15. I'm sure he'll make this all make sense in the college football playoff conversation. I would really love to gauge how much he enjoys it, even if he thinks some of this is stupid. Because I'm to a point where if you checked our old shows through the years of this playoff era was 2014, 2015.
Yes.
You probably find a lot of shows, like too many to count, of me being outraged on the second week of playoff rankings. And I'm just at a point in my life where, one, my school's never going to be in this. But two,
I never say never.
No.
Group of six, auto bid.
Who's ready?
Auto bid.
Who's ready?
Doesn't matter. Yeah. He's gonna die at some point. He'll move on. 20 years in the future. You never know.
But Oregon being as relevant and good as they've been, I'm just kind of at a point now where I kind of get a chuckle out of the second or third week of rankings of a playoff situation when you still got all these games to get played.
It usually plays itself out on the field.
Poll question is up, by the way, at Dirt and Sprague. Duck fans, do you hope Alabama coming to Eugene is the home playoff game they get? That was what the playoff committee had last night. The 10-7 is Oregon, Alabama. And look, I don't know who votes on our poll questions. I would just say, like, if this ends up being a no as a vote, you're either an absolute coward or yeah, that's really the only alternative.
The only thing I would say is
the
Alabama game, it would be glorious.
Yes.
It's also not far and away better than two other alternatives. They're all equal footing to me. Like, the first thing you would say is, well, it'd be nice to have an auto win. You know, give me a group of, get the five seed, give me a group of six team or something. Play, you know, who was it last year? Who was the group of, Boise State, they got a bye.
It's
like
easy for me
SMU
to say.
SMU or something, like, right, you want an easy win,
I
right?
want the best game.
Totally get it. And I agree with you, right? Like, yeah. If you're going to win a title, you're going to have to beat hard teams, so you might as well get one out of the way.
Right.
Alabama coming would be glorious. It would be phenomenal. It would be great. I also can't say that's exponentially better than Notre Dame coming to Autzen Stadium in December or the potential idea of Mario Cristobal making his return.
Mario,
so there's like three in there that I'm like, if you tell me that's the first, they got to get there first. They got to beat USC first, and then they got to beat Washington next week. But if you get there and that's either of those, would be a phenomenal game.
Mario, I'll give you. Maybe I should have done which of the three would you want the most.
Because last week the matchup was Oregon and Notre Dame in their hypothetical
but
bracket.
Part of the Mario thing is Miami sucks on the road. They have no real offense to speak of.
Oh, I'd feel better about beating Miami, yeah.
Right, and I think that's a revenge slash it's easier for us. Notre Dame, look, Notre Dame is just as much the brand as Alabama in the sport, but I think the Kalen DeBoer wrinkle to it makes that a little better Notre Dame.
It's just the idea of Notre Dame playing a game at Autzen Stadium.
Or Alabama playing a game.
Or Miami playing a game. Like, any of them I'm totally fine with.
Yeah, more home playoff games.
Yes, that's desperately what we need.
Here was Greg McElroy, former Bama quarterback, on Oregon and where they come in on the committee.
The big thing for me is, my goodness, man, a close loss, minus three turnovers at home. You lose by two, you miss a field goal, and you drop six spots.
Don't lose to Florida State.
So the precedent now with what they just did to Alabama, if you're Oregon, if you're a team that messes around, if you're Ole Miss, you better win out. I mean, you don't want to take any chances because of six slots slide from the sixth spot or the seventh spot would have you out of the field, and the committee just did it to Bama, so they'll do it to you.
Are we forgetting that they lost to Florida State? That game happened. What's Florida State's record?
Ooh. I actually don't know it right
now. I don't even know if I can tell you off the top of my head either.
Is it four wins?
Let me go pull it up. Have they won a conference game?
I think they... I actually haven't followed Florida State.
They have won two. Credit to them. They're 5-5.
5-5.
And 2-5 in conference play.
They're also going to win a championship. Norvell wants you to know that.
Yes, don't worry.
We could do a segment at some point this week. Who has been worse in giving a public comment, Norvell or Beamer?
You see what he said yesterday?
Because Beamer was like, we will be here next year at this point.
No, you won't.
You're getting fired, buddy.
No, you won't. Look, Alabama has better wins than Oregon. Totally get it.
Four
the resumes
one.
Are different,
yeah,
right?
Against the top-ranked teams.
Couple of things here. One, yeah. Oregon does need to win this weekend. Like, there's no guarantee you make it. If you lose, USC jumps ahead of you in the standings, right? And then who knows how the rest of it shakes out. So it's a must-win game for them. I agree with that ultimate point.
Mm-hmm.
This idea of how could Alabama fall? How could Alabama fall? You lost to one of the worst teams in the ACC in Florida State in dominant fashion in the first week of the season. And then we're doing the thing that we always do with the SEC. Like, look at the gauntlet that they went through. Look at all the rank wins that they have. You know what two of their rank wins are? Missouri and Tennessee.
Yeah, who just...
The Georgia win is one of the best wins of the college football season.
Yeah, at
Georgia. Totally get it.
Yep.
Like, that's great. Vanderbilt is still in the mix to be a playoff team. That's a very good win. Tight competitive game. They pulled away late.
Mm.
This idea that, like, they had to go on the road to Missouri. How did they survive? Like, come on, man. The only reason Missouri's ranked in the top 25 is because they're Missouri and they're in the SEC.
Well, I think it's because of they need Bama.
They need ranked wins.
I don't think they care about Missouri.
If Missouri loses to Oklahoma this weekend, guess what happens? Yeah. They're not ranked anymore, and then it's not a top 25 win anymore. So I just...
How could
Alabama fall? They lost to a terrible Florida State team. That happened.
Trying to find... Swag, can you look, see if you can find this? What would the point spread be if Alabama came to Eugene?
Pate had it yesterday, 4.5.
Oh, according to the FanDuel lines.
He reached out to FanDuel on the hypothetical lines.
So Bama would be 4.5, right?
Oregon would be 4.5.
I'm taking those points.
I'm just following.
Plus 4.5, yes, please.
Gamble on whatever you want to gamble on, buddy.
Where would you...
I mean, you know where I would go. Picking my team. I'm picking against my team.
All right, well, can you like...
In a playoff game?
Can you separate yourself for a minute?
Not at this point, no. No, no. We are one and the same. My multiple identities
are all... Heels are dug.
They are locked in at this point. Nothing
They've merged.
Yeah, once the season's over, we'll unmerge again, and we'll be like, well, what the hell happened there, guys? Would you guys know the playoff season's over? What happened?
Diet Johnson and Dirt Johnson have merged.
We're one and the same, man.
Swag called Dirt yesterday Diet on our group chat.
You did? Yeah, you called me Diet last night.
That auto...
Yeah, it's all right. I still my big one that is always auto-corrected is the F word instead of ducks. I type that in all the time, and I accidentally send it.
No, my autocorrect goes from me typing the F.
Mine
to
doesn't
ducks.
Change. Mine stays the F word sometimes.
Mine won't let me.
Yeah,
it's like I'm prohibited.
Maybe I've cussed so many times that they just stopped. They gave up.
You would like Oregon minus the 4 against Alabama?
I don't know if I'd like a minus the 4. I also think Alabama is a. I think we saw it this weekend. Like they have, Alabama's been walking a tightrope for 2 months, man. Like I understand that their resume is better than Oregon's. I'm not disagreeing. Well, actually, right now it's not because I got 2 losses and they lost to Florida State. Mm-hmm. But their quality wins are better than Oregon's. I also like they were very fortunate to survive South Carolina. They were very fortunate to survive Missouri. If Pribula sees an open receiver at the end of that game, they have a great chance of losing that game.
South Carolina game, they had to come back.
They had to come back. Sure, the Georgia game was a toss-up that easily could have gone either way. Alabama dropped a wide-open touchdown, but so did Georgia at the end of that game, so you could have gone either way. Like, they've been walking a tightrope. Alabama can't run the football. That's been their big bugaboo.
Big problem.
And so when their passing game isn't perfect, their offense can look clunky. Their offensive line hasn't been great. So, like, you tell me you like Alabama to cover the number, even win the game, I'm not batting an eye at you.
Yep.
I also don't look at this Alabama team and say, oh my God. Like, they're not, this isn't 2018 Nick Saban Alabama that's an unbeatable roster.
Yeah, no, I hear you on that. I find as a fan, and this goes to the ranking situation, that's where I kind of find all of this kind of impossible because I can say I like Alabama to cover a 4.5 number, maybe even to win the game, but it would be in Eugene. It'd be a playoff game, so we know Autzen would probably have record-breaking noise going on.
God, can you imagine a middle of late December game at Autzen with the Alabama in town?
There'd be a ton of Bama fans here, and Autzen would be rocking. Oh my God, what an atmosphere that would be. And I can see Alabama's resume and say, I just think they're more battle-tested.
Yeah,
I do.
Totally
but they also have the Florida State loss. They just shot themselves in the foot 18 times, it felt like, on Saturday. Lost to Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Had to come back at South Carolina. Whereas Oregon's schedule, and it's not necessarily, I saw a Bama fan getting mad at their schedule, like as if they, when did they schedule their Oklahoma State game? That wasn't last year.
Oh, a decade ago.
Okay, so like, who knows that Oklahoma State is going to be such dog crap.
Yeah.
Like, the guy was like, well, what's the point of scheduling non-conference games? Let's just get patsies like they got.
Florida State is a patsy. Florida State is literally a patsy this year.
Well, and then he argued with somebody who said that, and he's like, they were undefeated 2 years ago. 2 years ago. My point is, I can look at Bama and say, I think they're more battle-tested.
Yeah, totally fair.
And I think Oregon's strength of schedule isn't necessarily that great, and I think a lot of teams in the Big Ten are garbage water.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean I'm right either. And I think that's the tough thing, and the best thing about that sport right now is how close a margin it really is. And some think Ohio State, maybe Indiana, maybe A&M now, those teams have separated from a group. Whereas I don't fully subscribe to that yet.
Yeah.
I'm not. I
agree with you.
I might need to even get to the first round of the playoff to gauge how I feel on that topic. But yeah, that's interesting. I think Alabama at Oregon, Kalen DeBoer landing 0-3 against him, the talent composite situation there, who wins, whose weaknesses, like that's just the matchup for me as a sports fan. leave me alone with that game on my television. I want nothing to do with anybody.
I would want the Friday night game in that scenario. Give me the standalone game. I want that to be a night game.
That would be awesome. Hopefully. That would be awesome.
The other funny thing about this entire conversation, and it goes back to the point of why we don't, you know, yell about these the way that we used to, is Oregon going to win this weekend?
I tend to think that they will.
And, do they win in Seattle? Yeah.
No,
does Alabama lose the Iron Bowl? That's the fun part about debating all of this and talking about it is we don't even know if one, if let alone either team's going to be
this
in the
playoffs. See, and I hear you there, and I agree with it, but I still think this is why I like it, is the idea of matchups.
Yeah, they give you the hype. Right? When they show you the bracket, it moves for everybody.
Like Notre Dame and Bama being on the bracket with Oregon makes people excited.
Not to mention, in this scenario, they would get it if they beat Alabama. Your next game would be a redemption game because you would play, in that scenario, Indiana.
Now, where would that bowl game be?
I don't know.
It's like, what are the four?
We were talking about this yesterday. I don't know how they decided.
You have the Cotton, Sugar, Orange, and Rose will be the quarterfinal sites.
So Indiana would get the second closest location to them.
And that's what I didn't know, if they gave each team a pick of where they wanted to go. Is it regionally
based? I can't
remember
if they assign it.
Conference affiliation.
Oregon was the one last year. They played at the Rose Bowl.
They did, yeah.
So that was, I think they try to give the rankings.
So Ohio State, if they are the one, would probably choose.
They would either.
The Rose Bowl, I would assume.
Well, but that might be wrong too, because remember, Washington had to go to the Sugar to play Texas, and everyone's like, yo.
Yeah.
It's right there next to Texas.
I don't know what the answer would be there. It could be any of them. But those are your four locations for the next round.
I'll put that up as a poll question as well. According to Pate, a Bama-Oregon playoff game would be 4.5. Oregon minus the 4.5. Where would you lay a bet on that one? Just out of curiosity. We have a lot more to get into. Yogi Routh will join us at 8:15. We're back with more on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We have a lot to get to in the third hour of the program. Right around the corner. Sunrise guys with you this morning.
The only one from the ranking that still bothers me is Utah. I don't get the Utah thing.
Meh.
Not losing sleep over it, but I just... And I'm a Whittingham guy. I'm a Utah guy. Yeah. I just...
They won't make it.
They got blown out by Tech. Don't get it.
Couple little NFL nugs here for you before we talk with Yogi at 8:15. I don't know what you're going to get into in the full third hour here, so it'll be a little bit of a surprise for me. Aaron Rodgers has a fractured wrist, but he's not out. He's
going to play through it.
Play.
It sounds like a bone is broken, but it's not like a complete fracture.
He's 40 years old.
I know.
Are we going to be like, oh, he took a sack and now he's actually done?
I don't know.
I'm very confused by how they're handling this.
It has not gone well the last couple of weeks for them. I know that they won last weekend, but offensively it hasn't looked very good. The Charger game, that was 2 weeks ago, and they looked dreadful on that side of the ball.
Am I wrong, but also I'm right on the Steelers and have been for two seasons?
Yes and yes, but that's also what makes them so impressive. Does that make sense?
Are they impressive?
Like, how do they do this every year?
Do what?
Go above 500.
Well, it helps when Lamar gets hurt and they crumble.
Sure. Was Lamar healthy last year?
Yeah.
Did they go above 500 last year?
Right, but I was going to say, it also helps have the Browns in your division, and the Bengals cannot have their starting quarterback or build the defense. Like, there's elements of this.
This year's an outlier with the division, but I would say last year, Cincinnati had the best offense in the NFL, or one of the best offenses in the NFL, and they were a borderline playoff team, and Baltimore was one of the best teams the entire year in the AFC. The Browns have always sucked, outside of the 1 year they won a playoff game.
Right.
The Browns have always been relevant, but those teams exist in every division. For every Browns, there's a Cardinals out there. There's a Jets, there's a Dolphins,
Certainly. I guess there is an element of truth to what you're saying for me.
It's wild that they've had horrible quarterback play and they still somehow find, and they're doing it again this year. They're going to go, they're going to go above 500.
They have not. It's just crazy to me that they are the one team in the NFL, because we've seen teams swing and miss, right? And Rodgers is fine. I don't think he's having a particularly great season.
Not at all.
Their offense, I think, has been incredibly hard to watch in many games. They are kind of the standalone team who have not taken that position seriously since they lost their franchise guy in Roethlisberger.
And it was really ugly at the end of Roethlisberger, too. Like, remember how bad he was.
And you can give me teams that have swing and miss, right? The Jets swing and missing. The Raiders swing and missing.
Yeah.
The
Colts,
Titans.
Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, right.
There's a million of them.
Tons of them. They're swinging, though. And it feels like the Steelers.
Nah, we're good.
Yeah,
nah,
no big deal.
Nope.
We don't need to swing and miss. We're just not going to really care about the most important position in the sport. And every year we're going to be so. In a way, yeah, you're right. It is impressive, but
it just doesn't make sense. Like, how do they do this every year? Bad quarterback play. Look around the NFL and how many teams are just crippled by bad quarterback play. It's an epidemic in the NFL right now.
Let's just go through it. The Jets.
Okay. Yes.
The Browns.
No chance.
The Titans.
Yes.
I'm trying to
Saints.
The Saints.
The Saints.
The Raiders.
Yep.
Trying to not name teams who have guys, but we know they're not.
The Bengals are one of those teams from last year that's they got good quarterback play and they suck. That doesn't happen a lot in the
Vikings.
NFL. The Vikings, yes. The quarterback play's been terrible this year. They're below 500. All these
teams. Commanders here because Daniels.
Yes.
Name the backup guys.
Mariota's not been good.
No.
The Giants.
No.
All of these teams are below 500.
Yeah.
And the Steelers.
And they're somehow not.
Are somehow not.
Right.
They're in first place. The only reason they're in first place is because their division is dog ass. And I don't think they're going to win the division. Baltimore.
You think they will lose that division lead?
Yeah, I do. But I also am not going to put it past them to somehow finish one game above 500 like they do every year.
At Bears, then Bills,
at Ravens. So the next three.
I mean, the last 3 weeks for them are just bananas. They get the Colts at home, who are a wagon. They turn Daniel Jones over 5 times and they win the game.
Yep.
Offense doesn't have to do hardly anything. They go on the road the next week to the Chargers, who I'm now told are dead and Herbert's not an NFL quarterback anymore.
They get steamrolled in that game.
And they get steamrolled. The Chargers blew them out. Yeah. Rodgers couldn't do anything. The Chargers defense dominated the game. And then they come back on the road and Rodgers breaks his wrist and it doesn't matter. They win the game by 20 over Cincinnati, who's not good. But it's like, they make no sense. And yet it is impressive that they're able to do this year in and year out.
So I'm trying to
At some point, the voodoo magic will run out for them.
Yeah. Their offense has scored 30 points. The offense, okay? Because last weekend there was a scoop and score, so that wasn't 30 from the offense. That was sub 30. Their offense, and maybe I'm misremembering Jets week one, I think their offense has scored 30 points in a game this season twice, and one of them they lost. It was at the Bengals.
Yeah, the Thursday night game where they went off. That's probably the best the offense has been all year. Or the opener. They were pretty good in the opener, and they barely beat the Jets. That was a shootout. Remember, we all thought, well, look at the Steelers and Jets.
I've always admired that franchise. I think the logo's sweet.
Yeah, uniforms, color combo.
It's great. Like, the fan base is great. Yeah. I do have a lot of respect for Tomlin, despite what I be saying publicly. But I also kind of hate this team.
Yeah.
And it's
totally fair.
And I cannot explain it because they shouldn't.
Wait till they win in Chicago on Sunday.
I'm Jesse Pinkman.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be getting away with
it. No, this is not how it works. Wait till they win in Chicago Sunday morning and they improve to 7-4.
Definitely.
And they're 3 games over 500.
Yep.
And it's not
going to get steamrolled by the Bills.
Rodgers will throw for 117 yards, but Caleb will make a couple of bad turnovers. And you're like, how did they won 16-14? What? How did that happen? Their defense isn't even that good.
Do you guys have a team like this that I'm describing with the Steelers? Is there a team for you guys in the NFL that you feel this way about? Like, you don't hate them, but you hate that they're getting away with it.
And that's a good question.
This is my only team in the entire NFL that I have this for.
That's a really good question.
I've wondered aloud about the Broncos all year, but they're first place. Like, I haven't had this for multiple years.
The Broncos at least have something on their team that is truly elite.
Yeah, the Steelers defense isn't good.
It's not good. The metrics don't back it. They've had some okay games and scored some turnovers, but it's like, we know Denver's defense is number one in the NFL.
Right.
Or in the mix to be number one in the NFL. I don't know if there's any other comparison to this. I don't. Like, I think there's teams this year that, you know how I feel about Chicago and how I feel about Carolina.
Sure.
Two teams are above 500. Yeah. Like, I don't think they're that good.
Right.
But it's not like that's been a long-term. Carolina's been a dumpster forever. And we know Chicago's history.
Chicago's not doing this with not caring about the quarterback position.
No.
And you could say, Sprague, they got Aaron Rodgers. I say, yeah, nobody else wanted him. He's 40 years old. No. He's making $10 million a year.
Cheap contract, man.
They got one of the more glorified backup quarterbacks in the entire NFL who's a Hall of Fame legacy guy.
Can't keep getting away with this, but they are.
They're 6-4.
We're going to beat Chicago this weekend, Mark.
Good luck to Pittsburgh this week, man. I hope playing with a broken wrist is going to be okay, because I'm sure everything about the league, you know, they're going to get away with it.
They're going to get away. You know they are.
Wrist will heal in time.
Warren will run in a couple of tuds. You're like, what? Watt had a strip sack. What happened? They won?
Loaded third hour of the program. Daily ticker will be Yogi Roth. We'll get to that. Hour number three, Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.